Chapter 18. Life Goes On. The following morning, the sun beamed down on the people and houses in Kingdom. There were no clouds in the sky that morning, and the sky was as blue as a sapphire. An early morning mist hugged the ground, drifting round with a gently blowing summer breeze. The dawn chorus sounded throughout the land. Hares nibbled the fresh grass that was covered in dew. It was a perfect start to the day. Perrineau, however, was distraught. The one person he liked did not feel the same way about him, it seemed. He couldn't bear to face another person reminding him of his feelings for Marion. He made a decision. He would leave Kingdom, leave the island, leave his past behind. Perrineau packed a bag with fresh clothing, then left his house for the last time. Without looking back, he walked towards the quay and the ship. Doran's ship. Perrineau would ask Doran for passage to another land. He passed the watermill and crossed over the rocky bridge next to the waterfall, before heading down the hill to the beach. As he passed over the bridge, he noticed Brom walking towards him with a confused look on his face. "Hey, Perrineau, have you seen Brennius this morning? He wanted a word with me last night," Brom asked. Perrineau ignored Brom and carried on walking. Brom thought, "How rude!" and continued searching. Brennius must be somewhere. He walked along the wooden deck until finally reaching his ship. He shouted out, "Doran, I need a favour. I need passage to the old land." Doran appeared on the deck of the ship, looked over the side and called Perrineau aboard for a fee. Doran was always willing to help. Perrineau handed Doran 3 gracks and climbed the gangplank. Doran began to prepare the wizard's staff. He scuttled around, tightening ropes here and loosening rope there. Finally, the sails were raised, and as soon as the tide was high, the anchor was lifted. The ship set sail. Perrineau was starting to regret his decision, but he ignored his thoughts and persevered with his choice. His mind wandered back to Marion, and he felt upset again. He knew that he needed to forget her and carry on. She would find someone she did care about. She would find someone to make her happy. He was sure of that. As the ship slipped away from Kingdom, Perrineau took one last look at the island. His island. Eventually, all he could see was the lighthouse and the castle fading into the distance. Farewell, Kingdom, he thought, and he turned away ready for his new life.